It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome, everybody, to Money for Lunch. It's good to have you here. I was checking out some different quotes, and I came across a couple of ones that I really thought were funny. And there's too many of them to choose from. So I'm going to go with Vidal Sassoon, the hair cosmetic guy, and entrepreneurship. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary, by the late, great Vidal Sassoon. And I would have loved to interview this guy on the show. May he rest in peace. He took on a very massive uphill struggle, right? I mean, this is a very mature, very competitive space. And I'm not saying that you're competitive or anything like that, but there's a difference in the retail market space versus, let's say, the consulting space or the service space, right? There's a certain level of craziness that goes with retail, because not only do you have to market the product and find it, and create a brand name and get people behind your product, but you have to now get involved with distributors and the space on the shelves at the retail locations, because if you want prime space, it costs you more than if you want to be at the bottom, right? So anyway, retail to me is really for the brave at heart. It's not an easy undertaking by any means, and I've helped multiple clients get into retail spaces, and I can tell you, it's just from experience. It is just a different breed, and it has a certain level or a different level of fight to it, right? All right. Speaking of fight, how about speaking of courageous? Yeah, let's go with that. My guest today, Tyler Watson. Tyler Watson helps cause-driven entrepreneurs gain skills and master emotions so they can become unstoppable in living and monetizing on their God-given mission. He's a sought-after international speaker and coach and author of the number one best-selling book, The Enrollment Effect. Most important, he's a passionate father and husband. Tyler Watson, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Hey, thanks, Russ.
Hey, all right, so tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the space that you're in now? What were you doing before? And tell us, what kind of led you to where you're at today?
Yeah, so before I started off as a coach and a speaker, I was actually a Thai yoga therapist and a massage therapist studying to become a doctor of natural medicine. So kind of the natural healing world. And, growing up, my dad was a clinical kinesiologist, stepmom's a naturopath. So that was always my route. And as I went to go, actually promote that business, I found that I struggled a lot in enrolling people, having consistent clientele. And I also saw that my parents struggled a lot with time freedom, because they were always in their clinic, like every single day. And anytime we went on vacation, which was very, very few times, it didn't feel much of a vacation because the mind was on, oh, got to get back to work so we can make money. And so I felt like it was just the whole system around sharing a message was and doing something you love was just warped. And so as I continued that, I actually met my wife, who had been coaching for 9 years, and she really inspired me to step out of this place of lack mentality and being a victim to, you know, not making very much money and time. And so it was really cool because with her help, I was able to actually restructure everything I did and value my life story, which I didn't share much about, but short version, parents went through divorces. I struggled a lot emotionally, went feeling like it was all my fault. And I went through depression, suicidal thoughts, pornography addictions, and anything to sabotage my success. And so on that journey of finding myself and really tapping into the power of emotions and valuing your life, I was able to go from a place of not making any money. So, 1 year I made $12,500 as an entrepreneur, the full year working at full time. But then applying, and that's being married, providing for a family. And luckily I was in Branson and it was, $550 rent. So I was like, all right, I made it. But it wasn't ideal. It wasn't ideal.
Right.
To then going to six figures the next year and doing multiple six figures and sharing a message, doing joint ventures with Ted McGrath and Les Brown, speaking all over the country, and really helping people value themselves, overcome their past addictions and negative thinking and negative feeling so that they can truly live their mission and get paid well for it. So that's kind of been the journey. And, my true passion is making sure entrepreneurs balance and thrive in all areas, not just money, but more importantly in their family life and their relationships with their higher power. Because I've seen too many great people lose their family, struggle in relationships, and if they can balance it, they actually make more money. So it's a unique approach that I go at.
Sure. Well, and what I like is here's your client who all of a sudden, as you guys got to know each other over this almost decade of time together, she becomes your coach and coaches you, and that's kind of a cool story.
Yeah, and I actually didn't meet her very long. So we've been married 4 years now, and I met her 4 months before. Yet she
Wow.
coached for so long, and so she helped me really tap into this untapped potential that I wasn't aware of, and I'd hid from through shame and guilt and frustration of marriages failing from my parents and all that stuff that so many of us go through.
Sure. Well, okay, so you kind of gave us a little bit about your story. So when here you are, you're struggling, you're making 12 grand a year, and all of a sudden, was it an emotional mindset? Maybe it was both. How did you become successful? When did you start? When did it flip for you?
Good question. So I had the philosophy of I wanted to pack 40 years of experience in 1 year. And I knew that to do that, I had to go through a lot of emotional changes. And I had to also change how I ran my systems and structures. And so I committed, and I'm a very spiritual person, so I had a prayer with my higher power, and I was like, all right, I'm in this for the long run, so I'm going to pack in 40 years in 1 year. And then a week later, I was like, holy crap, what did I do? Like, maybe I should slow down. But I decided, no, I'm gonna keep going through it. So I went through so many experiences in that year of, starting my entrepreneurial journey, which I had to become capable of receiving six figures. And then I had to become capable of receiving multiple six figures. And how do we do that? Well, if emotionally we're living in a state
with whatever amount of money or whatever relationship you have, that's the level that you're able to receive and to hold on to. So I just asked myself, okay, how would I act, how would I show up if I was creating this much money and if I was having this type of relationship? And I had a lot of work to work on. I had to change a lot of my reactivity and get to where I enjoyed conversations and so many different things, but it was so worth it. So yeah, huge emotional shifts, packing 40 years of emotional shifts in 1 year. And then the structure and strategies of actually how to. I think there's an 80-20 balance. 80% of it's emotional, 20% is systems, structures, and skills.
Interesting. Yeah, I like that. And one of the things that you said there that I think I want to kind of emphasize or maybe spend a little bit of time with is, how did you phrase it? What did you say exactly? Something about accepting six figures or multiple six figures. What does that mean? Because it sounds like, it's one of those situations where, as entrepreneurs, we're always talking about, six and seven figures. And, hey, when I get to this level, this is what I'm going to do. But, of course, we've all heard about the different sabotages that we all do. So talk about a little bit about that, how you got to the point where you could accept success and accept six figures, seven figures.
So my first goal was to make $10,000 in a month.
And
the most money I'd ever made in a month was $1,000. That was it.
You're gonna 10 times that.
1,200. So I was like, hey, what do I got to lose? I can only go up, And
right.
So I was like, I wanna make $10,000 in a month. And I had no idea what $10,000 in a month even felt like, or I couldn't imagine it. So I knew, based on the principles that I was taught, that if I couldn't see it, feel it, experience it, and I have, there's 12 different things. I call it the eye of faith. There's 12 different aspects that if you can't see it, feel it, the level of gravity on your shoulders and the colors and the sounds, if you can't experience all that and actually create it, then your subconscious doesn't believe that it's real. And so some people will spend literally 40 years trying to get a goal and not accomplish it because they can't see it. It's not a reality for them. So my first thing I had to do was I had to get to where I could actually see it, to where I would experience the joy of having $10,000 come into my life in a month before it ever happened. And I remember that moment when it really felt real. Because when you do this visualization, most people will have negative thoughts come up. And then there's a process to eliminate those and get rid of the triggers. Once you're in that place where those triggers are no longer there, when you actually go through that process, it is real. Like, the joy that you have, I remember I was so, ecstatic when I first did this. And I was like, I just made $10,000 in a month. And I was like so happy, and it was so amazing. And the next month, I made $10,000. And I realized that I actually felt more joy going through the visualization and the imagining than the actual receiving of the thing. And I was like, well, that was cool. Now I want to go to the next level. And so then I worked it, and I got up to where I did $225,000 in a month doing this process.
Nice.
And I was like, holy cow, this is so cool. And so, for me, my big thing right now is consistency. So I want to be able to do that every month, right? And so I'm working on that piece of a consistency right now, of getting it every single month, where I can make $100,000 to $200,000 every month consistently. And
yes.
So, yeah, you have to see it first. And then
I like that.
Yeah, go for it.
I was going to say, I want to point out something that you said, which is what I believe. You said see it and feel it, because we are emotional creatures. I think that part of seeing it is feeling it, and in some cases, hearing it, because some people are more auditory. But bottom line is, you really have to be in this place and be able to, you know, see it, feel it, touch it, and in order for it to become real, right?
Yes. And what happens is in our life, when we go through traumatic experiences, which we all do, we actually nullify our senses. So when we go to try to create something because of our baggage and our past baggage, it eliminates and slows our ability to create our future. So that's why it's so important to work on our past so that we can free up the ability to create. And it's so cool, you know, even just with the senses thing, you know, there's essentially 12 powerful things, which, yes, one is seeing it. You know, can you actually see the experience? So can you see the check coming into your life? Can you see the numbers? The other is tactile touch. Like, if can you actually feel it in your hand as you're holding it? And then the other one is, can you hear all the surroundings as you're holding that check? And then what's the interaction between you and that object or people? Depending on, you know, if you're working on relationships or money, it's all the same process. And so the color, can you see the vivid colors? Can you actually smell your surroundings? Can you hear the tone of the whole experience? Is it a high frequency? Is it a low frequency? Is it just the different tone that the circumstance provides? And there's so many other factors that most people just say, can you feel it and see it? And so they're like, well, I'm trying to feel it, I'm trying to see it. But when you break it down and you go into sound and then the loudness of the sound, it triggers different senses. And it becomes so real and vivid that it actually is real. And it's so cool. And then can you do that over and over and over until there's no negative emotions stopping you from that powerful vision? And then you know you're really close to having it happen.
Yeah, I love that. Now, and what's interesting to me is I think most of us, and at least this is true for me, and it's interesting because I had a similar conversation the other day, that when it comes to, let's say, negative visualization, it's pretty easy for us to visualize in a negative sense. We can feel the loss. We can feel, you know, the bike flipping over, or, you know, the car crashing, or the loss of business or a relationship. I think are naturally wired, or maybe we're not naturally wired, maybe just over time we've been programmed to really be able to negatively imagine things happen. But when we try to do that in a positive tone, it's much harder. Do you find that to be true?
I do, and I believe it's because of how we're trained. You know,
sure.
Most of us aren't taught to just like actually see things that great. But what nullifies it is because we're afraid of pain. And the reason why we can experience pain is because it hurts. And then we don't want to visualize anything anymore because of the fear of more pain, which actually causes pain. Like, all pain is the avoidance of pain. And the only true pain is from a disconnection. And so when you can reconnect, pain no longer exists. But most people spend their life running from a past pain, a past disconnection, which causes tons of pain throughout their life and tons of heartache. You know, but you see it all the time. People who go through divorce after divorce, or people who go through bankruptcy after bankruptcy, people who lose their home, get in car wrecks. That's all the same stuff, or health problems over and over and over and over. The principle's the same there.
Yeah, that's interesting. Let's talk about this real quick. Your best-selling book, The Enrollment Effect. Talk about The Enrollment Effect. Who is it for? Why did you write it?
So I never thought I actually never thought I'd have a book. And that's why I wrote one. Because anything that I think that I can't do, I know I should probably do it.
Yes.
That's how
I'm the same way. Yeah, if something scares me, I got to attack it, right? And I like that. Yeah, go. Yeah, I love that.
So I remember thinking to myself, I am never going to write a book. I hate writing. I can't stand it. And I'm a speaker, you know, and my whole life, if in English class, I would, you know, if there was a hell and I felt like I had to be in it, it would be me sitting in a desk having to write. Like, I feel like that would be like eternal torment and doom. So I was like, I'm never going to write a book. Never going to happen. So I was like, okay, I need to write a book. this is a limiting belief that I have. So I found some people who would help me, and I hired, you know, help. And I was able to take all my materials and put it in a way to express the power of the enrollment effect. Which, what is the enrollment effect? Well, the enrollment effect is the ability to see clearly what it is that someone desires, starting with you, to create your ideal vision and lifestyle. And then understand the obstacles that slow us from actually creating that. And the third step is to commit to do whatever it takes, as long as it's legal, moral, ethical, fun, and intelligent, to overcome those obstacles to live that vision faster. And the final piece, though, is to be in a state of emotional capacity where your vision is actually exciting. Because if people aren't in an emotional state of clarity, if you could throw them in their ideal lifestyle and they'd sabotage it all. You see people who win the lottery and then, you know, 2 to 5 years go by and they're back down to their original income. That's
right.
Because they didn't change who they are and their emotional response. You also see people who some actually do change and then they hold on to that and grow it. That's because they change their emotional state and they live the enrollment effect. So that kind of gives an example of it. And what it, who it's for is mostly geared toward entrepreneurs who have a message that they want to monetize on. So it teaches them how to process their own blocks, how to package what they have, how to go get clients, how to network. My first six figures I did offline, $0 on marketing. $0 on marketing. How do you like that? You know, most
I love
of that spent tens of thousands of dollars on marketing now. And back, you know, when I first started, I had no money. So I just worked doing the networking process, what I call power networking. And in 7 months, I created six figures using that process. So that's all in a book. So
I love
really,
that.
Really cool
I love
stuff.
That. So zero money on marketing, pure networking, and you hit six figures.
Correct. Yeah, and then, you know, people are always like, oh, I got to get the right card, and I got to get my website, and I got to make all this just nice and perfect. And I have to laugh at that because that is the worst excuse. And that's like somebody jumping into a race, you know, they want to race the entrepreneurial race. So they say, oh, there it is, and they pay a little money to get in. Then they look down and they see that their shoes are a little – you know, mismatch. So they say, oh, they get off the start line and they go get some new shoes. They say, okay, I'm ready to run this race. I think I got it now. And they're like warming up and they're still on the starting line. And then they look down and they're like, oh, you know, my jersey. Gosh, I really should have a good jersey. You know, if I'm going to run this and I got to look good. So then they get off the starting line again. and they go buy a jersey. Then they get back on and then they're stretching and then they're like, all right, I've got the shoes, I've got the jersey, and they're like warming up, and they're like, I got this. And then they take two steps, and they twist their ankle, and they get back off, and they're like, crap, I need to go, like, you know, maybe strengthen my ankles, you know, a little bit. And so they never actually run the race. And what running the race is talking to people, enrolling people. That's the
right.
enrollment process. The first step, they might get rejected. The second step, they might get rejected. But you take enough steps, people are going to receive it and pay you money as long as you can master those emotions and work on the skills. So, you know, the shirt and the shoes represent cards and websites and all that stuff that people focus
all
so much time on.
Now, all the excuses that people get hung up on, right, that you know, I have a client of mine who spent 2 years getting their website ready, and
totally.
You know, 2 years, it was hysterical, and he's with that hang up, But, you know, anyway, so we were working through that. So let's talk about this because we're short on time. Here you are. You built a six-figure business with no advertising, purely networking. What are some of the steps? I think you had like five steps to book potential clients while networking. Can you go through those steps real quick?
Sure. So this is called power networking. And to run through it, each step is broken down into multiple steps, but here's the overall view. So there's five steps to go into any networking event and come out with a scheduled session that could convert into a client. And this is all I did. I worked it like a machine. And I sucked at it at the beginning. So I don't care who you are.
Man, I'm so glad you said that. I am so glad that you clarified that. I love the fact that you said I sucked at it at the beginning, because anything worth doing – doing well is worth doing poorly enough times so you can do it well. So I'm glad you started with that. Okay, step number one, go.
Yeah. So step number one is to have a clear statement about what you do. So when someone asks you, what do? You need to have a precise statement. So the formula in essence is, I help people blank so that they can do, have, or become blank. And then you change people based on as you get your niche refined, right? So I help entrepreneurs package their message and enroll high-paying clients so that they can live their ideal lifestyle and balance their life or whatever, right? So something as simple as that. What that does is – okay, so that's the first step. I won't go into all the details. But step two is to have some sort of system that you have created. Now, many people go through tools, yet they label them as other people's stuff, like, you know, vision boards or whatever. And what happens is people judge that if they've had an experience with it. So take all your expertise and create your own thing. Name it something different. That sets you yourself up as an expert in your field. So I created what's called the Impact to Income program, which is a seven-step system that anybody can go through as an entrepreneur and leave with clients, you know, actually enrolling clients consistently. And so that's step two, because if they ask you, how do you do that, instead of going on and telling them your three-hour speech of all the cool stuff you love, you actually just tell them about the system. don't give too much.
I love it. It's great. You can say, hey, I have this system. Anyway, go ahead, because we're short on time. Go.
Yes. So that, and then the third step is your story, is your powerful story that makes you who you are, which – I was taught, you know, as a core story, which in essence, it can be a 30-second story. So mine would be something like, you know, when I was 12, parents got a divorce. I took on the blame and I felt super guilty. And throughout that, I became an overachiever, depressed, and turned to addictions. And it wasn't until I met my wife that I was able to see that those were actually gifts given to me, that as I could teach people, that I could help them value themselves and actually create wealth doing what they love regardless of their past. So it's something to dive into a little bit of your pit and to share some of your triumph. And what that does is it builds trust and credibility. And so then that's the third step. The fourth step is to then share with them a way to sit down with you. So once you do this and the whole process, you're asking questions, you're doing what I call follow the thread. And the fourth step would then be to invite them to a strategy session. So it's in essence, hey, Joe, it sounds like you know, priority is to go get some more clients. Well, I'll tell you what, for people who want to enroll more clients, what I do is I sit down with them and I have what I call a strategy session. Normally I charge for this. Since we just met, I'll do it for free, and this is why. Number one, we can go over the seven-step system that I just talked about to help you package what you're doing and go enroll clients consistently. And then number two, if at the end of the day, at the end of the conversation, something's a fit that I have for you, I'll share with you some options and we can get you plugged in if you're wanting some extra help. And even if it's not a fit, at least we can go over the system and help you get towards your goal. So would you like to meet tomorrow at 7? Something that simple. To invite them to a strategy session. And then the final step is to solidify and schedule. So you want to give them some sort of thing to do. So I say, great, tomorrow at 7, and then how are we going to meet, trade information, and then you give them some homework. So I always like to say, hey, come prepped. One, having a vision of what you want. Number two, some obstacles that you feel like are slowing you from your progress. And that'll make the call go really epic. And then they're in, you know. And if you do 10 of those every week, at least two people will convert into a $500 to $2,000 program if you have all that system set up. So you can create a multiple six-figure business, and as you get better and better, that number will get better and better as well, you know, from one out of 10 to 4 out of 10 people will enroll.
I love it. I love it. And for those, you know, who want to pick up where this conversation leads off, you can pick up the book. It's called The Enrollment Effect. It's available at Amazon or wherever good books are sold. The Enrollment Effect by Tyler Watson. And Tyler, it's been a blast having you on the show. It's been epic having you on the show today, and looking forward to catching up with you later.
Yeah, thanks so much, man. This has been great.
All righty. Good stuff there from Tyler Watson. And I love his story, right? I mean, you can tell that he has been working on himself. You can tell that he's been working on his systems. And I hope you picked up on that, that A, he sucked at it at first. He started putting systems together. He started putting together, and he didn't have any money to advertise or to get clients. And he did it the old fashioned way, meeting people face to face in a networking environment. And I love his analogy of people who want to race, but get hung up on excuses, right? My shoes aren't the right shoes. My socks aren't the right socks. My jersey needs to be better. And they never actually get started on their race. So anyway, hopefully you guys will review this. Check out The Enrollment Effect by Tyler Watson, available on Amazon. Anyway, it'll also, you can just, I should have asked him for a website, but we're short on time. You can look up The Enrollment Effect or Tyler Watson, and you can find him on Google. He's all over that. As always, my friends, please, let's share this show with everybody we know so we can help as many people as we can with getting into the race and getting more clients. As always, my friends, thank you. And remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.